Well, good morning. This is Barb Lamson, Minnesota River Valley Master Gardener. And with me this morning is my fellow Master Gardener,
Karen Wright.
Hey, Karen, we're talking about something that sometimes we don't like to do. It's called record keeping.
I don't like it.
You know, when you were a kid, I remember the first time my mom put us on an allowance, we were supposed to keep a record of what we spent our money on. And it just took all the joy out of having money to have to write down what you spent it on. But she said, how else will you know how to save?
Well, you know, and we learned the record keeping through 4-H. That was a part of your project, was keeping the records. And it is so important. I know maybe I don't like it, but it is really important, especially when you garden. I mean, there's some really basic things like, what did you plant? When did you start the seeds indoors? When did you transplant the seeds? When did you start the seeds outdoors? And then you can make comments like when you harvested it or all sorts of things, or if you got a lot of rain or whatever it is you want to, I guess, keep track of.
Yeah. And you know, there's what was going on in your own life. Did you forget? Did you get overbooked with something else and you forgot to go out and hoe, or you forgot to go out and water? Were you scouting for insects? Boy, they can come on fast, especially, you know, we're talking about potatoes. Those potato beetles, you have to be turning those leaves all the time. They lay an orange egg, and it's on the other side. And
you want to squish them before they hatch.
Right. You want to get them off from there. So far as the bug itself, the bigger one, we would take a bucket of soapy water out with us and quickly, you know, grab them with your finger and your thumb and drop it in the bucket, drop it in the bucket. And every once in a while, there'd be some that they'd start climbing up the side of the bucket, and you had to watch that.
The soap tends to help them not climb out. Otherwise, if you don't have that soap, then they can really get out. I do that with, of course, the Japanese beetles. But that's the one thing I know you use your records for, is you can look back and say, well, when did the potato beetle arrive in 2022 and 2021? And then you can go back and say, well, this is then I know to look for this at this time.
Yeah.
So it's really good to have that background info.
Yes. And even how did you feel when only three of your pea seeds germinated because you saved your seed too long? And I put that kind of information there because sometimes I just can't throw things away, especially when it comes to a seed. I think I better save it.
You want to recycle, make sure it's sustainable, use it again.
Yeah. It's just something about being a gardener that you want to do that. And then, of course, there's amending the soil. That is so important because you think, all right, now, was that last year that I fertilized? Did I add some organic matter? I know I was going to do that, but now I can't remember. So now...
And also for rotating crops, if you planted tomatoes in that spot last year, don't plant them there again because you transferred diseases and things. And that if you think you'll remember, but you know what? I don't.
No. And, you know, up at Good Counsel, where we rent 10-foot increments, so we have 50 feet. And so you always have to keep moving your things around. And it's more important than ever when you're looking at 50 feet and you're rotating, because I might go from the first 10 feet go to the last 10 feet that I've got with the whatever it was, carrots or whatever, because I want to get them far away. So I really do have to write that kind of information down.
I actually draw little pictures because I've got the square foot garden. So I'll be like, okay, this year in the squares will be tomato and here's the beets and here's the carrots, etc. That way I can look back at the picture and say, okay, this year I got to move you to this side.
Sure,
so that's really beneficial.
You know, this year too, gardening doesn't stop for us in the fall. We have to keep track of things in the winter too, especially, you know, if you have a perennial garden. And I wanted to know when things started coming up in my perennial garden. And I can look back because I have the old records, and I can see for some things we're ahead of schedule this year, and on some things we're behind schedule. They're not happening when they were happening last year. So it's really good to have that information, and you know you're on track. You know, and especially now there's a space in my perennial bed, and it's about 3x3, 3x4. There's nothing coming up in there. And I'm so concerned that that's my mum's.
But you didn't mark it or you didn't write it down?
Right.
So you don't know.
Yeah, right. But it's a big space, so I'm thinking that's what it must be. Well, it is important to keep records, whatever you're doing. If you'd like more information about gardening, contact your Extension Service. This is Barb Lamson, along with
Karen Wright,
wishing you Happy spring.